You know, I say the challenges going against Texans defense is definitely, you know, 3-4 is always, you know, a little bit different. You know, you're going to have to worry about the linebackers and how they're fitting in the gaps, two gaps sometimes, and J.J. Watt is definitely somebody we're worrying about. You know, just making sure that Eli is protected back there. But we're taking it just like another game.
Now, the running game had a really strong preseason. In the first couple of weeks, seems to slow down a little bit. What do you think needs to happen to get it going again?
You know, I think we just have to execute better, play faster, play with more confidence, and just make sure we stick to our fundamentals. But I think this week is going to be a good week for the run game.
Important to get the run game going so that those shorter passes or even some shots downfield can take place.
Exactly. You know, the offense has to complement each other. The run game has to complement the pass game, and the pass game has to complement the run game in order for there to be a balance and for them both to work out.
Even though you're an offensive player, they're a smash mouth kind of team. They're a grinded out kind of team. It sounds like all your teammates, that's the kind of game this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You as a running back, you want to be involved in that kind of game, don't you?
Exactly. You know, you got to win the physical battle, win the hitting game, and wear the defense down. You know, I always pride myself in, you know, getting stronger in the fourth quarter, wearing down the DBs, and hopefully, you know, we could get the run game going to the point where that's the type of game we could get into, because I feel like we'll have success.
That's what happens when you get 300 touches. Thanks, man.
No problem, Paul. Much, thank you.
How important is ball control in a game like this? Keep that defense on the field just so you can tire them out.
I mean, that's exactly it. Ball control, making sure that you can control the time of possession. That's always good for an offense. And, you know, definitely it's going to make sure we, you know, execute and just stick to our fundamentals in order to do that.
Can you keep them off balance with your up-tempo style?
I think we can. You know, as long as they're not getting too many big plays, we're keeping Eli protected. I think that's definitely something we can do.